You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to a new special afternoon edition of the Creator's Outlet, as we are visiting our old pal, Mike Jimmy.
It's been too long, first of all.
Who I have shoes older than, but, you know, still.
I'm still a young'un. Hasn't even reached 30. Oh, yeah. So weird.
It is.
Glory days.
You know, so... What's been happening in the world of Korra?
This.
The proof of the trade.
That's right. So this is the hardcover. And then we have the softcover as well. And if you're singing a familiar style, it's because it's the colorist that did this. So... Christine has been coloring since Lava Korra 3, and she's actually reworked issues 1 and 2, so if you're used to my coloring in those two, let me show you some of what she can do. There we go.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, she completely revamped it, made it a completely new style, and... Yeah, absolutely rocks. There we go.
A little remastered?
Completely remastered.
Nice.
So, yeah. We're looking at 850 pages, at least. Because there's a couple of things going on. Besides the book, because we decided to be extra idiotic and go for a 24-hour comic challenge.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, not coming weekend, but a weekend after that, together with Kimmy Comics, I will be making a new 24-page Korra story in 24 hours. It's got to be live on the Indie Comics Network. Be sure to tune in.
Wow. Yeah.
And you thought my masochism could get no worse.
No, actually it can.
There you go. I mean, I started an animated pilot. The signs were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen the animation. You've been streaming all over the place on a regular basis. You're on the you do the Saturday morning sketch show.
Yep.
With our pal Marv and a whole bunch of other people, and then you do your animation stream.
Hangin' Animation every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I take people along on my journey animating on a pilot episode for a cartoon series. So getting to know animation, getting to know Clip Studio Paint in animation, and just growing as a whole. It's a lot of fun. A lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. Actually, on the page, there is a little preview of my animation so far.
Oh, yes. Well, let's start at the top here. And you've had 1305 pledged of 16 of a 1634 goal. Now, this is all
give dollars. And take.
This is dollars for U.S. people. So anybody on the other side of the pond, don't worry, it'll translate into your specific spending currency. So
yeah, we're at 1,179.97 euros out of a 1,500 euro goal. So for you Europeans, we're pretty close. We're either way, we're pretty close, but going fast.
Life on Korra. There we go. My mouse is acting up.
So that's the original sketch of the world. That's where it all started, essentially.
Yep. And I've got a print that includes this and a little Taylor ship.
Correct.
Flying by, so.
Guess you backed both.
Yep. So I've got them all. But I want this.
Everybody wants that one. And they're going fast. We're at 7 out of 50 taken already. So, They're going. They're going.
Is Jaden's cover exclusively on the hardcover?
Yes.
See, there's another reason, because there's only 50 of these going to be printed up. So, the only way you can get this cover is by getting the hardcover.
That's right.
And as Mike pointed out before we went live, that there's some stuff going on as we go through the campaign. We'll hit on it, but it's going to make this hardcover a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more coming. And, yeah, there's a softcover by Aristine. So she's been creating the coloring for Life on Korra since issue 3 and has completely reworked issues 1 and 2 in the last year. So that's why the volume is coming out, because she was finishing up that instead of working on Life on Korra 6. So she's finally back to issue 6 as well. And I love her style. She's absolutely amazing. She's wonderful to work with. And I figured it was her time to shine on a new cover.
And the soft cover is available in English and Dutch.
That's right.
Looks so good. All 5 stories, 1 book. So if I didn't need enough, if it wasn't enough incentive to get that limited cover of 50 plus a hardcover, plus a full color sketch on the inside cover, if you've got all the originals, it probably means that you've got the original of 1 and 2. Now you can get the remastered of 1 and 2.
That's right. And you're pretty much going to see, you're going to be able to compare. And trust me, Aristine rocked it. I absolutely love her stuff. And it's a completely different world with her coloring over my inks every single time. It's, I love what she does.
see the rich. Oh, the flying Tilskar. Oaketh climbs. The Silver Surfer cover. Inner talents. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Like, Everstein went ham. I thought I went ham with the inks. No, she went ham on the colors. Like, she absolutely blew me out of the water. And then Tiny Truffles, which I'm making an animated pilot of. If you click that video, I don't know if you shared sound, but...
Yeah, I think sound's automatically shared now.
Are you absolutely sure about this, Toivin?
Absolutely certain, Oxen. If there was any other way, I'd consider it.
Let's do it then.
The stones are stable. Follow my lead.
So, what do you know about the Aquanids?
I'll tell you later.
There we go. That's the first 20 seconds of animation.
Cool.
Finished earlier this week.
Hung on animation. Better than being hung by your neck.
That is called being hanged, and we don't want that.
Nope.
So yeah, the 24-hour comic day, February 4th, 2023, at 2 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central European time. Why do I start at 2 a.m. Eastern? Because I'm in the Netherlands. All the people I'm going to make this with are in the Netherlands. We're going to do this live. And if we would start later in the day, we'd be dead by, you know, we would be dead halfway through and then still have to go 12 hours. So we went, nope, we're going to start early.
And I know it was supposed to be a 24-hour comic day, but it ended up being a 90-minute comic day because we started at the wrong time.
Essentially, yeah. So we're going to start at 8 a.m. our time until 8 a.m. the next day. And you will be able to just join the whole thing. Whether you are a night owl or a morning person in the United States, you'll be able to see some of it.
Yeah, and it's you're going to be streaming this on
the Indie Comics Network on YouTube, as well as my own YouTube channel, Mike Jimmy Lorcha de Bran. Too many names, so... Either that or just check out my link tree where there's a link to it as well.
Awesome. That'll be fun. I've seen some of the 24-hour comic book challenges where creators have gotten together at, like, you know, C2E2 or New York Comic Con, and they've opened up a panel room like late at night and they've gone like a good like 10-12 hours. From start to finish, and they've got, you know, an actual printer on site to print up the books when they're done.
Oh, that is cool, though. Yeah, we won't have that, sadly. But this will be a supplemental story that you will be able to get for free as a PDF, whether you get the digital or the physical tier. But if we reach 5,000 euros... this story will be added to the book, to the full volume, putting the hardcover and softcover both to over 200 pages. And suddenly you're looking at a book that is about 1.5 inches thick instead of half an inch.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's got to be big. And you can get your physical digital copy starting at 10 euros.
The Australian variant. the Bogan copy.
No, the Australians have a way with Critical Blast as well.
Oh, I know.
Then we got the soft cover at 25 euros, or I think about 27 USD, something like that, 28. Mm-hmm. Then we have the limited edition hardback, which will be signed. It will be... numbered, and there will be an original sketch on the inside. So it's going to be, you know, a very exclusive thing. And yes, there will be a full color, full sketch by myself.
Yeah, it's not going to be a remark like you would get like at a convention or anything.
No, it's going to be a proper sketch.
So basically, for $15, you're getting a proper sketch on the inside of the book, and it's signed.
Yes.
And you've got a cover that's limited to 50 copies.
Yep.
For $65 US, that's pretty
$65 good. I think it's at 70, 72, something like that. Either way, like, it's going to be cheap as well. And shipping is only 15 euros or about $18 because we're using Critical Blast. So, yeah, you're going to get your books neat, pretty, and just, yeah. I haven't had a single problem with him yet, except for USPS. Being a problem once, getting into the country, not across the country.
Yeah. Yeah, the post office here sucks.
Yeah. Well, it sucks everywhere, so that...
Yeah.
Of course, we have the Otzi plushie. There we go. A 12-inch plushie. You can pose her ears. And she is floppy. She is adorable. And, yeah. We got quite a few of these left. So, if you like her... And she is adorable. She is the best cuddle buddy when reading Love from Cora. Grab it. They're only 40 euros, and I adore these. They're so cute.
I remember when you first got the demo for it.
Oh, man.
You were like a little kid in the chocolate factory.
Oh, yeah. And you can get soft cover together with all back issues, especially for those people collecting first prints. This is the way to get it. I'm out of first issue, first prints for Love and Korra, Atsi and the Ritual. So you're going to get your second print.
So you get a second print of one, a first print of the and a first print of all the others.
Yes.
Everything fairies and ants.
We have a lot of books. Actually, we're publishing 6 series right now. So there's The Sink Killer, The Radiant Sight, Tall Tales, Thief's Quest, The Oswald Chronicles, Bloodwing Angel Chronicles, then there's Love from Cora, then there's the anthologies, Flying Words, My Cup of Tea, Over a Coffee, and the prose books, A Demon Named Mike and Flying Tusker, which is a prose retelling of Love from Cora 2.
Hmm.
So there's a lot.
Wow. So what's the Everything Fairies and Ents package at?
200 euros. So about $210.
That's not too shabby. Now,
no.
My next question is, for somebody that can't go all in because they still have bills to pay. If they want to grab some of these other books, are they available as add-ons?
Yes, they are. Actually, if you go all the way up on the rewards on the right, because right now you're on the original pages.
Oh, yes, it is.
So go all the way up. And you... Okay. Be too far. Pledge 1 euro or more, you're only going to have to pay for your shipping, and you can put together your own set of books.
Ah, yes, it's the $1 placeholder, so you can get into the back stock.
Yeah, this can get you any book that we have, except for the hardback, because that has to be its own tier.
Yes.
However, if you still want the hardback, get the hardback tier and grab everything else as an add-on.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so much stuff. And a lot of the stuff, like, you know, Oswald Chronicles, that's printed in the USA by, of course, JD. But when you print it, it's a nice bigger size.
Oh, yeah.
Who's not going to want a nice bigger size?
So... Ooh. Actually, I have one.
Hey, Bristolian Dave. Bollocks.
All right, Dave Evans.
There we go. There's one.
Hey, unstick yourself.
All right. So, to make you Americans understand sizing, this is your standard US size. Mm-hmm. This is what you're getting from Europe. So you're getting more for your buck than you might expect for only $10 each. So
they're magazine size.
Yep. Nice strong cover.
Plus, yep, they're about the same size as my heavy metals over here.
Yeah, like they're magazines. Yeah. And that's standard size we have. We got Lonely Angel. The Oswald Chronicles. This is my first day, actually, because there's a collection of short stories and Tall Tales Thief's Quest.
Nice.
And yeah, this is the US size of the Scene Killer, but this one is available too in A4.
Oh, yeah. That's all good stuff. There we go.
Now you can get some original pages as well, inked by myself, inked and penciled actually. Arctos Climbs, issue 3, page number 8, which is a very nice splash page that I'm still extremely proud of. Actually, let me look up the pages for you while we're doing it. And then page 16 of Inner Talents. Here is the whole thing colored of Life on Korra number 3. There we go, this way around. So this is what you'll be getting on the inks, original page. Then issue 4, page 16. Let me look that up. Let me see, where is that page? I think it's this one. Yeah, I think it's this one. So that's page 16. Yep. And which one was it again for Life of Korra 5?
Tiny Travels 28.
Yeah, hold on. I know that one.
I hope so.
I made it. There we go. That's the one. So yeah, you're gonna be able to get those pages.
And we're just gonna come down. I'm scrolling down the price list, so
could you make me smaller then?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Only one screen.
Unbiggin.
Unbiggin me.
So there, of course, is a retailer tier.
That's right.
You get 5 copies for 1 low discounted price.
That's right. So that is just under half off. And for 5 copies. So, yeah. And yeah, there's the original pages for 150 each.
Yeah, 150 euros or 164 US. Which is still a bargain. Try buying an original page off of somebody at a show.
Oh yeah, and yeah, there's the get everything phrase in it, and that will get you literally everything that we have ever published.
Yep, which is 200 euros or 218 US dollars
for 17 books.
Yeah. That's gonna be a larger box.
Yes, that is a very big box.
So the stretch goals.
Yeah, so at 2,000 euros, we'll reach our goal at 1,500. At 2,000 euros, you're going to get a full sticker pack. It's probably going to be a big sticker sheet, actually, that I still have to get around. But these are the stickers that are going to be on it. Featuring Oxton, Toivon, and Benfil, the main character from Life of Korra 5. There's Atsi and Grun flying around, and there's a couple more that are coming, but I haven't gotten around. Like, I'm not going to show everything on there, but so there's more.
Are Otzi and Grun yours? Your art and the Three Musketeers, the Three Dinoteers there are Kimmy Comics, right?
No, those are Cutie Squad.
Oh.
Kimmy Comics is... this cover. This is her style.
Oh, yeah.
So she's the one that's going to join me on the Love Accord 24-Hour Challenge.
Okay.
So that's going to be the collab.
Yeah, I know. I know. I bought Marv and Sean's cover on that, and yeah. Marv just made it a horror story.
Yes. No, he did. Oh, never doing that many variants again. Oh, horrible.
At €2,750, you get a Life on Korra coloring set.
Yeah. So for the people who like coloring and just giving your own spin to things that I had to create for this comic over the years, there's a ton of concepts that the world has never seen, and they make for great coloring book pages. So we're going to make a coloring set.
Nice. Everybody, get this to that. I want a color.
And that's going to be for free if we reach that for every physical backer.
Yeah, because I can scan those into my daughter. I can like let her take a picture of it, and she can import it on her iPad. And because she's been doing, she's been practicing a lot of digital coloring.
Oh, sweet! So. That's awesome.
So you know she's on the road.
So. Yeah, more pages in the book at 3,500. And we're starting at about 180 pages. So over the years, I made a lot of background work for Love from Korra. And there's a lot of written and quick sketch stuff that, you know, the world never saw. I went through an entire pile of paper containing about 5 years of work.
Wow.
To pull out every last bit of Love and Korra lore that we created. And it's going into the book. So we're already starting at about 180 pages. But you're going to get... original sketches. As well as literally the first bits of writing regarding the comic.
Oh, wow. LOC history.
Oh, yeah, I know. First bits of concepts and just figuring things out. The alphabets from Love from Korra 1 and 2. So for the people that want to figure out all the Easter eggs, you now have a cheat. Just a ton in there. And it keeps on growing. Like, I think the list is about 40 pages at this point. And I started about 20, and we're going to keep going until we're done.
At $42.50, an enamel pin.
That's right. You're going to get an enamel pin of the core. It's going to be 1.5 inch. So, yeah, pretty sizable, I'd say.
I remember I got the plastic one in.
Yeah, you got the plastic one. Critical Blast actually took care of those on his own. I didn't know about those until he showed me, essentially.
Yeah, people started opening up stuff, and he was like, oh, by the way, I got these made and sent them out to people that backed over here.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks for telling me. if I knew this. But yeah, if we reach 5,000, I'm going to add the complete 24-hour comic to the book as well, besides being a digital supplemental PDF. For all backers in the first place, you'll get it added to the book, giving us about 220 pages total at that point. So that is a thick book.
Well, we want to get this there, definitely.
I want to get that there. I want this book to be that big.
Yeah, end up with like a huge volume one of Life on Korra.
It's like, that would be big. And, you know, this series isn't far from over. I still have scripts up to issue 11. So we're still going. We're going strong. I'm nearly done with issue 6. So, yeah, like, there's more coming in this series. You're not going to be bored.
No, it's like, there's so much. They've all been, like, super fun reads. Entertainment for the whole family. You don't have to worry if, you know, some evil thing is going to pop up and, you know,
nope,
do something nasty. Or
it's world exploration done in a child-friendly, all-ages way. And I'm saying child-friendly because it's not just for children. It really isn't. There's enough stuff for adults in there. Like, it really is for all ages. I have heard little kids coming back to me that they enjoy it. I've heard grown-ups say they love it. And, yeah, I'm just going to keep going. It's just to give everyone the opportunity to enjoy a new world. So every story in the book stands on its own. It's just furthering the narrative of and making the world feel more alive as we go. And you're always going to have a fun little adventure about a new kind of creature on this alien world. So we're building it one creature at a time, and it's fun.
Oh yeah, I can tell you, it's a great book. I've got them all. And nice. now I want to get them in a compiled hardcover edition to go up on one of the 7 or 8 bookshelves that my girlfriend and I just bought. So
sweet.
We're gonna kind of like that big alcove that I've got over here.
It's gonna be walls.
We're gonna make it smaller, and the bookcases are gonna go across. Then there'll be like a space to like get through, so we can like swing it, and I will hide like, you know, hundreds of thousands of toys behind them, out of the way, that aren't like on display, you know, in the midst of, you know, we'll take out like one bin at a time, put them up online to sell them. If they sell, they go. If they don't, they go back in the bin behind the wall.
They go back in the bin until they're worth something more.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a plan, dude.
You know, so they got to unclutter the house.
Sometimes you just need to declutter.
Mm-hmm. So this just started, and you're well on your way to that first stretch goal already.
Yeah. So we started at on Monday. So we're only 2 days in, and we're 70% funded. Actually, now we're 80% funded at this point. So yeah, like, we're nearly there. And from there, we're just going to make the book be even bigger. And we're just going to keep adding things. The more I find out that I missed over the years or forgot I made, the more it's going to end up in the book. And yeah, we're just going to keep going, because there's so much more to do in this world.
And besides, what would you do on your days off if you weren't drawing Life on Korra?
Exactly.
Well, no, I'd still be publishing these other books, but
exactly, like publishing and going to conventions.
Yeah. There's always that. Speaking of which, do you have any local conventions coming up for your Dutch fans?
There's the Nieuwe Garde, New Guard strip comic festival, strip festival, because comic strip turned into strip verhaal in Dutch, strip story. So when I say strip festival, it's not the kind of festival you Americans hope it is. It is about comics. It's going to be filled with gray dudes looking for the next best thing. But yeah, no, that's coming up in May. No, in March. And then there's the Dutch Comic Con in June. And this year, I will be on HelloCon in Georgia in October.
Georgia, as in the United States, Georgia?
That is right.
You're coming stateside?
We're coming stateside, baby.
And when is that?
That is the Halloween weekend of October. So the last weekend of October, I think this year it is the 27th to the 29th of October.
Well, my co-host of OK Boomer just so happens to live in Georgia. Dr. Crow's Carnival Comics.
Hey.
Hello, what's up? What are we talking about? We're talking about Life on Korra, Volume 1, available in a limited edition hardcover, which you can see the art for right there on the page.
There it is. So, to give a quick heads up and tell people watching what Life on Korra is about, Life on Korra is a series of short stories set on an alien world. In every story and every issue, we follow a new kind of creature on this world, and that way we're just growing it and building it as we go. The inks and pencils are by myself, and coloring is by Aristine, who did the cover, who did the soft cover. This limited edition hardcover will be numbered, signed, and contain a full-on original sketch by myself as well. So you're going to get the full package. And yeah, there's 5 stories in there. All of them complete. All of them ready to go. And it is just a wonderful all-ages world-building series. So if you're into that, this is definitely for you.
For sure. It's a beautiful... They're beautiful-looking books. I've got... All 5. The first 2 issues have actually been completely remastered.
That's right.
So you can get the first 2 issues remastered in this. Plus, if you want to see what the originals look like, there's a tier where you can get all the original books plus that.
Yes, except for the hardcover. I'm totally okay with just getting a PayPal. Just hit me up on Twitter, because I know we know each other on Twitter, Dean. But yeah, the hardcover is going to be exclusive to Kickstarter. And the reason is, it's limited to 50, and I'm really focusing on, well, getting the Kickstarter funded mainly. Because, well, books are expensive to make.
Dean knows. I hope Dean's still working on the Embrace, too, because I'm waiting for the second issue of that. Australians are so slow.
Ah, Dean's cool. Dean is cool. Dean is cool. We actually speak to one another pretty frequently on the Monday morning marathon with Michael T.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw Dean, like, with not being an icon, but like his actual face. He was on, he's been guesting on 80s Made Consumer Channel at night. And I got him confused because I saw Dean's logo up there and I didn't notice that he had at 80s Made added like somebody else in. And I'm like, wow. Dean looks like Odin, but with a giant barbershop quartet mustache. And it turns out it was Odin, because he was finishing up and finalizing it. So I'm like, oh, never mind. That's not Dean. Dean's down in the corner now. Okay.
Dean, but does, yeah, you can hit me up on Twitter, Dean.
That's not
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah, no. The reason I stepped away from Indiegogo for the volume is to see if the volume does better on Kickstarter. Whatever I have left, once we fund and once the crowdfunding is complete for this, will be available on Indiegogo on Life on Korra issue 6. So, but in between that, you're going to have to look into my website or, if you want, you can order from my website as well, fairiesandents.com, where you can get the soft cover as well. At least I think that is available on my website in English as well. Hold on. Now I'm confused. Now I'm confusing myself. Let me check. Let me see. It's only in Dutch on my website so far because the Dutch don't really like credit cards for some reason. It's the worst.
Oh, man. I was trying to go over to Twitter and do a quick 5-second search for you on Twitter so I could just link your Twitter account.
Hey, well, I'm going to the private chat. Hey, here we go. Now it's in private chat. So if you're not following me on Twitter yet, I'm very near to 1,000 as well. So, hey, come and say hi. Let me follow you back.
I made it to 1,000. Of course, I do believe most of the people following me are Russian sex bots, but...
You know what? They're fun to look at.
I don't care. I'll take the numbers.
Following is following.
Yep. So there we go. There's Mike Jimmy's Twitter. If you're not following, make sure you go follow him there. Beam DM him over there and
just hit me up.
Yeah. Get you some.
Pretty much always available for questions as well. About this book and others that I publish, because I'm actually a publishing house, so there's 5 more series that I do.
And, come on, mouse work. Looks like I need a new mouse.
Is it wireless? Maybe you just need to replace the batteries.
No, it's not. My wireless one, I unhooked because it wasn't working well. This is just like a cheap one out of the box.
But yeah, if you want a very big tier, all things that we published so far and the soft cover. So for 200 euros, you're pretty much set on everything Fairies and Ents, literally. Of course, all of these books are available as add-ons as well, but on the hardback, which is its own separate tier because it's a limited edition. They will be signed, numbered, and contain an original sketch by myself. And it's going to be big.
Plus, all the books in the Everything Fairies and Ents tier are also available as add-ons.
That's right.
So if you get the hardback, then you can pick and choose and check out some new series you might not have seen before. There's even some prose books of Leif on Korra available.
That's right. A Flying Tusker is the prose version of A Flying Tusker in the Love of Korra series. So it goes in a little bit more world building and was written by the original writer for issues 1 and 2. So, yeah.
And there's lots of stuff here. Please go check it out. The link is in the comments as well as the... It'll be on the podcast that will get uploaded, so you can listen to us ramble and not see anything we're talking about. So if you are on the podcast, please come over to Creators Outlet on YouTube. Please subscribe. It's free. Hit the bell. Also free, so you can know whenever we're going live. And check out these episodes. You can also listen to lots more episodes. Just anywhere you can download a podcast, we're available.
Sweet.
I want to thank Mike for coming by and hanging out. It's been a long time.
Always a pleasure, man.
He's been very busy.
It's awful. Where's the time?
Oh, I don't know. All the time went away.
Exactly.
But it was time well spent. I want to thank everybody that popped in the chat today, especially all the lurkers. I get lots of lurkers. That's okay. They still
lurkers are fine. Lurkers are fun. You know, if they enjoy the show, they enjoy the show. You know, enjoy it in your own way, guys. It's fine.
Yeah. Enjoy it in your own way. Just back this book.
Exactly. Just come hop on over to Laugh and Cora Volume 1 on Kickstarter. You know, and if you don't want to back it directly on Kickstarter, you can get it through me, and you can always, give it a quick share. It really means a lot, and it gets me all over the place. And the more I see it, even if you don't want to back it yourself, it really does. Like, maybe someone else will love it, and that would be very much appreciated.
Please. I lurked off and on. Well, thank you, Don Doulas.
Good to have you, Don. Hope you're doing okay.
So for now, we're going to wrap up this episode. I'd like to thank everybody for coming on out. And we'll catch you next time right here, Wednesday night, usually Wednesday night.
But except for European times.
Except for European times. You know, because Mike's around the globe, so we offer up special times for our European friends and anyone else. And I will be here tomorrow night with my partner in crime, Thomas Hewlett for OK Boomer, where we're going to review the 1986 Aquaman miniseries where he got the camouflage costume, the blue and the white.
Oh, boy.
It is the best Aquaman story that's ever been printed. And there was actually like a special that came afterwards that did like kind of like a wrap up. But we're going to be covering all five books tomorrow night on the OK Boomer show. And hopefully you'll join us for that. And back Life on Cora, get one of those limited edition 50, limited to 50 hardcovers. With special cover art by Jaden Lanning.
That's right. For those people who know Nita Lanning of the Indie Comics Network, this is her eldest daughter who made this. So this girl is only 17, and she is going places when you see it. Like, when you see it, you know. She is going places. She's not been found yet. Oh, man. Every single time she makes a new cover, it's like, fanboy all over.
Yeah, I bet her dad wishes he could draw like that.
Ooh. Not wrong there. Oh boy.
All right, we're gonna take off. Mike's gonna get some rest. And I'm gonna grab a cup of coffee. Everybody take care. Have a great night. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.